Thank you, Sam. Our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording begins with some killer carp. Invasive carp, which were dumped in a popular city pond, have returned, despite drastic attempts to get rid of them. The mysterious fish were at risk of decimating the frog population in the vinegar pond at Mousehold Heath when they first appeared. It prompted the Heath's maintenance team to take a nuclear option of draining the pond to clear it of the killer carp in 2024. But now, sightings of the fish have been confirmed by park officials. The pond was emptied to remove more than 6,000 goldfish and koi carp that had been mysteriously put into the water. The draining was carried out by the Heath maintenance team to stop the fish from decimating the local frog and newt population. This decision followed two previous attempts at removing fish using electrofishing, which stuns the fish and allows them to be caught. It is believed the goldfish and koi were introduced to the pond at some point in recent years, likely during the COVID lockdowns, before breeding out of control. This is unusual, as any offspring between the two are supposed to be sterile. When born, some would be born brown or grey and turn orange as they get older.
Norwich has been named one of the best cities in the UK for a spring day outdoors. According to new research by train company LNER, the City of Stories ranks highly for the number of walking trails, historical spring sunshine and rainfall, search interest for outdoor activities, and the amount of publicly accessible green space. Norwich came in seventh place, pipped to the post by Edinburgh, Lincoln and Maidstone. Spring brings a new energy to Norwich, unveiling fresh chapters in the City of Stories, said a spokesman for the LNER. One of the best places to spend your spring day out is Cathedral Close, where magnolia trees, daffodils and green lawns burst into bloom beneath the city's medieval skyline. From there, walk up to Norwich Castle for panoramic views across the city and explore the hilltop grounds around the Norman Keep. Other top spots in the city include Eaton Park, where the formal gardens are starting to burst into life, and Waterloo Park and Higham Park, which are some of the best places to see flowering wisteria.
I think they should be going to the vinegar pond to see the killer carp. Sorry. The owners of a 60-year-old clothing business believe the success of their shop is a result of its unusual location. Darren and Paul Hoggett, behind J&B Menswear, have been attracting customers from all over the UK at their Magdalen Road site. The shop opened in 1972 and stocks high-end clothing from brands including Diesel, Levi's, Fred Perry and Fila. And despite being located on the city outskirts, Darren has revealed 66% of their profits come from in-store purchases. He said, "People come and visit us from all over the UK, including Essex, Lincolnshire and Cambridgeshire. Most of those people are from more rural areas in Norfolk, like the 66% of our customers shop in store, and the other 33% shop on our website. There are fewer independent clothing businesses in the city following the COVID-19 pandemic. Darren and Paul's father, Brian Hoggett, set up the business in 1966 alongside John Draper. The pair began trading across outdoor markets in Norfolk and Suffolk.
scores of motorcyclists headed to City Hall to present a petition signed by more than 2,000 people, worried that a biker meeting spot in Norwich could be under threat. Doubts over the future of the motorcycle park in St Peter's Street surfaced after a Norwich City Council consultation about a multi-million pound shake-up of the Norwich market and the surrounding area. In that consultation, there was a question as to how people felt about rethinking the use of the motorcycle park. Around a third wanted it removed or repurposed, with some concerns about the noise, but others said it was a well-used social hub which should not be lost. Bikers themselves called on the council to retain it, saying it has been used for decades by motorcyclists heading into the city and to the market. Carly Harper, the council's cabinet member for finance and major projects, said there were not any plans to move the motorcycle park. She said, to be absolutely clear, the consultation did not include any proposal to close the motorcycle park, nor did it involve any proposals regarding its removal or relocation. The consultation included one question about the motorcycle park as part of a much wider exercise intended to gather views on how the Visions Market and this adjoining public space is used.
Older people are being encouraged to take steps now to prepare for the future. Age UK Norfolk is urging people to plan for later life by making a will, setting up a lasting power of attorney, and considering future care needs and ensuring they receive all the benefits they are entitled to. Emma Harkness, Head of Information and Advice at Age UK Norfolk, said, "Planning for later life is at the heart of our advice work. All our services are free to access, including our support to complete lasting power of attorney forms. As an organisation, we believe everyone who wants a lasting power of attorney should be able to have one, and that cost should not be a barrier. The charity can direct people to trusted solicitors and provide information about Free Wills Month. It also offers free, confidential advice and benefit checks. Older people, families and carers can contact Age UK Norfolk on 0300 500 1217, that's 0300 500 1217, or email advice@ageuknorfolk.org.uk. Details of community outreach sessions across the county are available on their website.
An urgent scam warning has been issued after multiple people in coastal villages were targeted by fraudsters posing as police officers. Four people reported receiving phone calls from individuals pretending to be Norfolk police officers and requesting banking details. No money was taken in any of the incidents, and all four individuals reported the calls to Norfolk Police immediately. The attempted scams took place in Hemsby, Scratby and Ormsby. Police are reminding the public that neither the police nor banks will ever ask for a PIN number, bank card or account details over the phone. They also stress that neither police nor banks will send a courier to collect money. A spokesman advised, "Always request photo ID. If unsure, call the police. If you're asked to telephone a bank, always do it on a different phone to the one you were contacted on."
Some good advice there. Well, we have now reached the end of part one of today's recording. John and Marianne will follow on in part two with more news, another feature, and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.